SickLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Maryland in Fort Worth, Texas, she writes in an email, I have a son with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. What does the research say about the relationship between food additives and ADHD? Well, there's a lot of research out, actually, on food additives, but one in particular that's a part of our food supply, and it's called gluten. Gluten is a protein that's found in most grains. There's only four grains that don't contain gluten in them, naturally occurring, that is, and that is rice flour, buckwheat flour, hemp flour, and coconut flour, those four. But gluten is a toxin to the body for the most part. People are very sensitive to it. Now, obviously, we know that celiac disease is a real challenge. People just get deathly ill, literally, when they take in gluten. However, when it comes to ADHD and some of the other mental challenges, as I like to call them, there are a lot of nutritional deficiencies and brain chemistry instabilities that causes this. And gluten is one of those naturally occurring substances that we have in our normal diet that can trigger some of this. They found that in research. So a lot of times when you're dealing with ADHD, people have seen really good results when they just avoid gluten. So it's something you might want to look into. Look up gluten-free diets and kind of check out some of the research on that. It can be very beneficial when you're dealing with ADHD. And also there's some really strong research in connection with omega-3 fatty acids and how they can be beneficial in helping with those kinds of conditions. So it's just something you want to look up and do some research on. I'm sure when you're working with a pediatrician in this, when you're looking at like Ritalin or some of the other medications, just really do your research. Dig in and work together and come up with a good plan that can help along the way. But yeah, the food additives can be, and obviously the different chemicals they put in foods and a lot of the preservatives have been shown to be some triggers. There's some research out there, but gluten is kind of the main one that they found that's a pretty strong connection with ADHD. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to kick it off now and go with, so we've got Bob. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, doctors, how you doing?
I'm living well, man. What's going on?
Well, I've got this pain in my big toe. I think I'm having a flare-up of gout.
Okay.
And it's in the joint in my big toe, and it's swollen and inflamed, and I'm just kind of wondering what to do about it. You know,
is it hot? When you touch it, does the skin feel really hot?
Yeah, the skin is hot, warm, you know, warm there in that joint, hot around the joint area, and it's swollen.
Okay. Have you been to your doctor?
No, not yet. I was kind of waiting.
Have you had gout before?
Pardon?
Have you had gout before in any other joint?
It seems like it's always in that same joint in my big toe when it flares up. It's not often, but just, you know, maybe once a year or, you know, maybe not even that much, but. And I'm trying to find maybe what I'm doing wrong or what I, you know, if there's something in my diet that could be causing it or something I need to stay away from.
Right. Well, there are. I mean, definitely for gout, there's dietary recommendations. It's a purine diet that they typically will call it. But, yeah, the foods you definitely want to stay away from, red meat is a big one, red wine, processed foods. So a lot of the processed flour, so bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of the flour-based foods can be a trigger for it. And, you know, eating too much protein where the body can't break it down, that can be another challenge, too. And proteins are your chicken, your eggs, your fish, your beef. Even protein powders can trigger it a little bit. So just be cautious on the protein intake that you're taking in. And look into digestive enzymes and even betaine hydrochloride. You can go to a health food store and look for some of that. That just enhances digestion. And you might want to look into to some of those. And health food store folks can be able to help you with that. But, yeah, I mean, with gout, obviously, I still would go see your doctor, let them look at it, and they'll do a uric acid test, simple blood test, make sure, see where the uric acid levels are. And they might need to give you some medication for it. It's possible. And if they do, if it's at that level that they need to, then I definitely would go with it. And, but, you know, obviously looking long-term of what's going to prevent the flare-up, your diet plays a big role. So, yeah, you're right in thinking that way. And potentially some dietary recommendations could help, but I wouldn't do that on your own. I would definitely go ahead and take a look. And the blood test will be great to see. Typically, they'll run that no matter what and see what your levels are, and they can do it after a little while. But typically, if they give you some medicine for that, it will subside fairly easily. But again, watching your protein intake, and especially a lot of red meat and red wine, that can cause some of the issues with gout. It really is a buildup of uric acid, and that's why they'll do that test. And when you look at uric acid as a whole, most people don't break it down very well. And the reason they don't is just because we lose a lot of our hydrochloric acid in our stomach as we age. So after about the age of 25, it starts to decline. And once it starts declining, you just start noticing some major differences in your digestion. You get a lot of gas and bloating, that sort of thing. And it will start causing some issues within certain joints. If it's a buildup of the uric acid crystals from not breaking down the proteins, that can cause a flare-up in these joints like you're experiencing right now with gout. And it can be, it's a form of arthritis. It's called gouty arthritis. And it's just, it can be a real pain. It's obvious, I mean, literally, as you're experiencing right now. But yeah, it should settle down. I would go definitely see your doc and see what they have to say about it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you're struggling with your health, we want to help you walk through your health challenge, take you from where you are to where you need to be. Let's go now to TJ. Hi, TJ.
Hey, got a quick question for you. About a year ago, I noticed like a small lump in my thigh. And since then, I maybe have, you know, 10 or 12 of these things. They're about marble size. And I asked my doctor about them. He looked at it, and I believe the term that he used was lymphoma. He said that it was completely benign, nothing to worry about. But I was just kind of concerned as, you know, why do I keep getting them? Why am I getting more of them? And what's causing it? What can I do to prevent it?
They're actually not. Lymphoma is a form of cancer, so it's definitely not lymphoma. That's not benign. That would be kind of a reason to completely freak out a little bit. So lipoma is actually what these probably are. They are benign. They're little fatty cysts that can form underneath the skin. And it just depends on how, if they're real bothersome, a lot of times a surgeon will take them out. And what happens is you'll actually get some of the cells and they'll expand and then they'll end up closing off and you're left with the lipoma. That's why people say, well, can't you get it to go away? And once it forms and kind of closes off at the bottom, it stays there. That's why usually they'll be a little sore in the beginning and then they'll end up just feel like normal tissue. As they're growing, they'll be a little sore. So that's pretty typical. And a lot of times surgery, if you don't like them or they're big enough to where they're cosmetically just don't look good, in, you know, from your perspective, a lot of people just have them removed. So for the future, cutting down cortisol means probably swapping out coffee, going with green tea. Phosphatidylserine is a really good supplement that has some good research on it. You can find it in health food stores, and that's been shown to help with cortisol levels. So you might want to look into that. But, yeah, I mean, obviously managing your lifestyle, and there's a little genetic component involved with that as well. So it's not just completely your lifestyle. A lot of people get, that's why you have like 12 of them. Some people are just more susceptible to having those. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. More questions about your health when we come back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
know, a lot of times we talk to people about everything from diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, anxiety, depression. I mean, the list goes on and on. Headaches, migraines. I mean, big toe hurts, low back hurts. I mean, just it goes on and on. And I love it. That's why I'm here. The one thing, too, I find interesting is that so many people know other people that are struggling with something. And, you know, they don't listen to the show. Maybe they don't tune in. Maybe they don't even know about it. And it's up to you to really tell them about the show. Because so many times, maybe if it's just 10 minutes a day, maybe someone just needs a dose of hope. Maybe someone just needs some encouragement. Maybe they need somebody to talk to, someone to call and ask a question, whatever it might be. That's fine. Another way that you can empower others is for you to actually take responsibility when you learn something and you hear somebody out and about and they're dealing with something with their health, and you can actually give them something. You can give them a piece of information that you've learned and watch what it'll do to their life. I mean, so many people, they don't know. If we knew better, we would do better. And so many people just don't know any better. How many people you know have certain health challenges right now, and they talk about it all the time? They can't lose weight. They're still depressed. They've been taking 3 or 4 different antidepressants. Nothing changes. Or they've been dealing with high cholesterol, and the numbers just don't change. They don't know what to do. Or they've been on high blood pressure medication for so long they can't even remember. And they want answers. And they don't really know where to turn. But, you know, the great thing is that you can empower them. You can equip them. You can give them some great information. You don't have to be a doctor to be an encourager. And to give somebody some good old grandma medicine, which is a lot of what we talk about. It really is. And so many things I learned from her. Where do you think I got cod liver oil from? She used to shove it down my throat every day when I was a little kid. And you know what? I never got sick, hardly at all. So it's amazing what these kind of things can do to your immune system. And just the little things that we can change within our health can make the biggest difference and the biggest impact. If we're willing to make the change, if we're really willing to make those radical changes within our lives so we can see the radical results that we're looking for. And that's what we want to help you do here on this show. Let's go to Donald. Donald, welcome to the show.
I asked you about BMI, basal metabolic. I'm not sure what the I means. But could you explain how that works? Because I got one of the scales that tells, I'm 5'8", 220, and the number was lower, and then I got sick and lost some, like, 10 pounds, and the number went up. So it didn't make sense to me. And also, I was wondering if the ND program is it just as credible online? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that it just depends. I mean, I'll tackle both of those questions. The BMI, the basic metabolic rate, your basic metabolic rate is basically what your body needs to maintain itself, meaning it's lean muscle tissue versus the fat content in the body. So, I mean, it's one of those deals where it can fluctuate daily, it can fluctuate weekly. If you get sick, it can go down. If you're really up and you're exercising a lot and you're burning more calories, then your BMI can go up. And so it can fluctuate depending on your activity levels, and there's kind of a range for where your body's going to land based on the choices that you're making every single day. And everybody's different, and your body composition is different. And how much body fat you have versus lean muscle tissue, all of that plays a factor and plays a role. And that's why exercising is so important. That's why weight training and, you know, working out with, I would say, weights at least 3 days a week is so important, because for men and women both, it increases your lean body mass. And by increasing the lean body mass, it makes a huge difference in how fast your basic metabolic rate can be and your overall metabolism. So, and everybody's different. And depending on your thyroid function, too. So that's why blood work is so important, and not just basing it on certain criteria, but adding in blood work, blood tests, with your primary care physician, checking out your pituitary gland, your thyroid gland, seeing if there's any potential anemias. All of that plays a role in your overall health. So, I mean, that's real key. Now, the other question about a naturopathic physician, there's different kinds of online training. It depends on the school. It depends on the coursework. There's somewhere you go on campus and then you do some online correspondence. Those are okay. The one where you go completely online, it depends. If you have other doctorates in other, like an MD, or if you are a DO or a physical therapist or a chiropractic physician, whatever it might be, a lot of times those schools will, depending on the school, it would grandfather kind of take over some of your credits. And in that case, because you've already had so much formal training, then that would probably be okay. But if you don't have any training at all as a physician of any kind, and you just want to do the online course, it would be great information, and it would be a great education. But it would be something that you might want to get some other training in as far as going out and treating people. It would be good to be more of a nutritional coach and a health coach. That would be fine. But the naturopathic schools where you go more on campus for a longer period of time, there's only certain states that will license them. And those schools are set up more like medical school, where you have rotations and you have internships and all that sort of thing. That's definitely more intense, and that's more set up for naturopathic medical-based patient care. But for overall health and wellness, being a health coach and being more on the nutritional side of things, homeopathic, learning about that, it's great. It's a great education. So it all depends on what you want to do with it. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle-related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
The body changes every single day. The question is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to make the radical changes in your life to get the radical results that you're looking for? That's the question. Because no one else will do this for you. Only you can take responsibility for your health and for your life. We can give you the tools. We can give you the information. But you're the one that has to come up with the application in your life and, like, do what we say, make it happen. Let's kick it off and go with Les. Hi, Les. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Reese. How you doing there?
Living well, sir.
Well,
how can I help?
I called last week, and the reason I called last week was I was going to ask you questions about synthetic vitamins versus natural. But when I went through the screening process and they said I might not be able to get on the air, I at least said that for 5.5 months, I've been practicing all your fundamentals. I did my first 4 weeks of no milk or milk products, no bread or bread products, half my body weight in ounces of water, which at that time was 285 pounds, and 2 tablespoons of cod liver oil. After 4 weeks, not actually, after a week and a half, my legs no longer were swollen. My legs no longer were hurting. I no longer had to take 4 Aleve per day. I no longer took Claritin or Zyrtec, which I was thinking I had sinuses, but actually, in a sense, I had food sensitivity problems. And in the meantime, in 5.5 months, I have lost 56 pounds.
Wow, Les, that's fantastic.
Now, the tough part, of course, was trying to understand the differences with waters, and that of being spring water to eliminate that of chlorine. That is not difficult anymore. And actually, when a person thinks that in my case would have had to drink over a gallon of water, was after that first month, it became easier and easier to the point that when I wake up this in the morning by 10 o'clock in the morning, I've already had a half a gallon of water. just because you wake up so thirsty. I got rid of all my bags under my eyes that looked like I was getting about to be 80 years old, but yet I'm only 59. All the bags went away. Then I called and said, thank you, Dr. Ace Andrews, for doing the things you're doing on the radio, because if people do listen to you, even somewhat, you always tell them they're going to have to want to do the sacrifice first. The one that was shocking thing was my wife. I had gone to the library to see if I could get your book. Now, of course, everybody would like to think you should go out and buy your book, but it is available at libraries. So I brought it home, and at 10 o'clock in the morning, I started reading it, and I didn't put it down until 4 o'clock in the morning reading the entire book.
Wow.
3.5 weeks later, my wife, knowing that the book's going to be going back because I renewed it after the first 2 weeks and kept it another 2 weeks, she says, boy, I can see the difference. Do you mind if we keep it a little longer and I'll read it? So she's successfully following the practices also. So I went from 285 and lost 56 pounds. Never a day in my life did I think I was even on a diet. You even say it's not a diet. You say it's a change of life through that of foods. And that's exactly what it is. I cook all my fried foods now in coconut oil. And of course you also say that even in the end, you can have 80% good, 20% bad. So you're always weighing out the factors, because you also believe that no one should have pork. Okay, you know, it's supposed to be the other white meat. You know what I mean? But I understand the pork was the animal on the farm that kept it clean. All right, the other one was no seafood. Well, I live in Newport, Oregon, right on the coast, and a week after Thanksgiving, everybody eats Dungeness crab. And I happen to like looking at a 3-pound Dungeness crab. And yes, I will continue to eat Dungeness crab because it's part of the 20% bad, 80% good. Although, with the gluten-free bread, at least we now make our own gluten-free bread at home and have between two people one loaf per week. So, it's been a radical change in life. And now the only problem is, like 12 years ago, I was a pedestrian. Two drunk fellas hit me going 40 miles an hour, and they put me in a 5-day coma hospital, 2 weeks in my own bed, 8 months. You have those old injuries, but because, like you say, you're always rehealing, they get better, but at least the weight's off, so at least things start getting better with that much weight off. And not a moment did I feel that I was on a diet. I just felt, I don't know what, fulfilled each day better, feeling so much better, and it just became easier. So yes, there you go. Give credit where credit is due, Dr. Ace Andrew and his staff. Even though I listened last winter on my little 13 a.m. radio station KMPT in Newport, Oregon, everybody who called in always had the same questions, and everybody just wanted that prescription pill that fixes easy. It isn't easy, but it's applicable, and it can be done. And once it's done, the feeling of accomplishment is unbelievable. Well, what do you think, doctor? There you go. Nobody paid me for this testimony. It's just something I did because I felt so good to thank someone who did so much for me.
Les, that means the world to me. And I can tell you that your story reigns true with so many people. And, you know, in the middle of it all, when you're working hard and you make a decision that you want to get well and you want to lose weight and you want to feel better and you want your life to be different and to turn around, you know, that's the deal right there. It's to take responsibility for your health and for your life, to know that you're empowered for yourself. You have to take charge for you. And that's what you did. And you didn't give up. And month after month would go by and you would still press on and take these good common sense principles of how to get the body healthy again. And look what you've done. I mean, that's incredible. Almost 60 pounds and you've lost the weight. You're feeling better. You have more energy. Les, it's just an incredible story. And I'm just so excited for you. I really am. And it's exciting for me because all the hard work we put into that, I tell my staff all the time, my team, that if we can just help one person with all this, it's worth it. And, you know, to hear stories like yours is really amazing. And it just so you know, it makes it worth it to know that your life is different, to let us know that your life is better because of something that maybe we put some effort into. and that you've taken the information and you've done something great with it. So I just applaud you as a person for working hard and for making a difference in your life. Because, see, now your wife is applying it to her life. But not only that, she has a healthier husband. And you're going to be around a lot longer because of the choices that you've made now for your health and for your life. And I want to encourage you as you're going through this, that's really, really important. When you start on something new with your health, it's important to go and see your doctor and get blood work done. This is really important. Every 6 months. So if you haven't done that yet, I want to encourage you to go do that so they can get a good baseline of where things are right now. And even if you start nudging away and you lose another 5 pounds and another 6 pounds and another 7 pounds and you start gathering more energy, having more vitality, to hear your story, Les, is a true encouragement. And so
can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's a true encouragement to so many people that are out there and so many people that have been struggling with their health and dealing with the different issues within their life. And maybe they're on the fence. Maybe someone's on the fence right now. And, you know, they've read my book. They read it in one day. I hear that a lot. I hear people pick it up and they begin to read it. It's very humbling and they can't put it down. I hope that that's because it's encouraging and it gives you hope. And really, I'm excited because somebody right now is listening to what you just said, Les, and they're teetering on the fence. And they thought, well, I think I can do this. It seems like it might be a little bit difficult. It's putting me out of my comfort zone. But I know it's something I need to do. I know it's something that's going to make me healthier. I know it's something that's going to be better for me and give me a better life. And because of you talking about that and sharing your story, I guarantee you, you've encouraged other people to jump on the other side of the fence and begin to take responsibility for their health and their life and to make it happen. So thank you, sir, for all that you've done, and we're here for you each and every day. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You ever hear about fructose? Fructose is a sugar. It's a fruit sugar, and it's found naturally occurring in our foods, and it's obviously added to our foods as well. Well, there's a lot of news out right now. You hear about high fructose corn syrup, obviously. And the high fructose corn syrup, they even come out with commercials now trying to talk about how great it is for us and how it's the other sugar and it's made from corn and it's supposed to be completely natural. Well, let's get into that for just a moment because it's really, really hard on our health. And it's one of the top cancer-causing agents they've found as well. There's some research out on that as well. Now, let's talk about it. So it's a type of sweetener that we're seeing in so much, right? But here's the deal. It's kind of half-truth because it's one of the main sugars from fruits, but the others are sucrose and glucose. So the fructose is found mostly in processed foods, and it's entirely different. And most manufacturers use it because it's so cheap, and they use it in the form of high fructose corn syrup when it doesn't really come from fruits at all. It comes from a highly processed blend derived from corn, and it's genetically modified. Too much high fructose corn syrup in the diet means extra calories and can lead to unwanted weight gain. In addition to the unwanted pounds and weight gain, it can lead to health issues like high blood pressure and diabetes. We know that. So the best way to reduce high fructose corn syrup and added sugars in your diet is to check the products that you consume. Look for it on the labels. Added sugars are listed in the ingredient labels as high fructose corn syrup, fructose, sucrose, glucose, corn syrup, fruit juice concentrate, corn sweetener, honey, and dextrose. Limit these as much as possible and try to get your sweet fix from whole fruit instead. Not only are you getting natural sugar this way, you're also getting the much-needed fiber and the antioxidants in that. So it's a key to avoid high fructose corn syrup, no matter what the commercials might tell you.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's welcome home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT,
AT&T to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I want to personally invite you to a wonderful two-hour free seminar on health. How to take care of yourself so you don't need medical care. How to take care of yourself so you don't need insurance. If you have arthritis, you want to be an ex-arthritis patient. If you have type 2 diabetes, you want to be an ex-type 2 diabetes patient. If you're obese, you want to lose some weight. If you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, I'll show you how to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 80%. What I want you to do is come to the 520 building. This is the City College of New York, 520 8th Avenue. This is at the cross streets of 36th and 37th, New York, New York. This is going to be Saturday, 18th of May. Registration is at 6:30 p.m. It's free. It starts promptly at 7. And we give away a lot of free stuff. We're going to show you how to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
off and go with Kendra. Hi, Kendra.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling.
Excuse me?
I said it's great to talk with you, darling. How can I help?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I listen to your show all the time. Well, Dr. Asa, I actually am a fairly healthy 51-year-old. I don't smoke. I actually never smoked. I don't drink. My medication, if I take any, it would be Tylenol. Only thing I really suffered from practically all my life was migraine headaches. Around, I guess, in the 80s, I did start taking Tylenol for that, but lately, I mean, in years, I don't even take that much because they don't work. But anyway, I went to the doctor, and I got my annual physical, and my primary care physician noticed that my liver enzymes were elevated, so she sent me to get a liver scan. And the test came back, and they are saying that I had a fatty liver. And considering the fact that she says I'm not overweight, I'm a thin person, that's bringing her some concern. But the thing she noted was, you know, I need to stay away from the, you know, acetaminophen medications and basically to just look at it. You know, we'll look and see. But my question is there any way, because I asked her, is this something that I'm going to have to live with, you know, from here on out? And she said, pretty much so. I just needed to know if there's anything I could do to, you know, help make my liver a little healthier or, you know, I know it's a major organ, you know, for purifying your body. So I'm a little concerned about the fact that she said there's pretty much not anything that can be done.
Well, if the liver itself, it definitely can be kind of cleaned out. So let's step back for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the liver is a top-regenerating organ in the body. I mean, the liver is one of those organs that can just take a licking and literally rebuild and regenerate. Now, there is a point of no return for any organ system.
Mm-hmm.
So just understand that. But the liver is pretty darn resilient. So, all right, you get fatty liver, and you say you're pretty healthy, so you're not overweight, right?
No, I am not.
Okay. All right, did you have you drank a lot of alcohol in the past?
No, that's what was the thing she said. Either you're a drinker or you take Tylenol. Well, I don't. I bet you I haven't. Maybe alcohol, I tried it in high school, and that was it. That was the last time.
Okay, I understand. So that just not, it's not your bag, and you've ate fairly well, right?
I would say for the most part, I would say probably maybe the last year or so, I probably eat out more than I usually do. But for the most part, I love vegetables. You know, my body craves, you know, salads and green vegetables. I don't even have an issue with it. I like to eat balanced meals.
Okay. So all of that is a great clue. And they're saying that what percent of it was fatty liver? Did she say it was extreme? Did she say mild, moderate, severe? What did she say?
Well, she didn't use any of those terms. She just said that it was enough to warrant concern that in a couple of more months, she would want to have another one done.
Okay.
So that was it. She said the issue was that usually you wouldn't find that in a person who was as thin as I was and didn't drink and, you know.
Yeah, that is true. But, I mean, again, there are some weird things that will pop up within the body, for sure. Is there anything that you eat or that's in your lifestyle that you would find that, I guess, would be kind of out of the ordinary?
I have to just say, not really, other than the fact I say the last, you know, a year or so, I probably eat out more than I usually do, you know. So that would be, you know, just with my job change and things.
What do you do for work?
It's a major thing.
What do you do for work?
Oh, I work at a insurance company helping people with Medicare and their insurance.
So, okay. Now, do you exercise?
Minimum.
What's the minimum?
Like maybe
once a year?
Walk 30 minutes or maybe no more than an hour.
Like you'll walk an hour once a month?
Once a week.
All right. Well, here's the deal. If otherwise you're healthy and you're kind of like a normal thin build and really you eat fairly well, but you don't exercise, that could be enough. And there could be some genetic reasons that you're accumulating some fat around the liver. That could be a possibility. One thing you want to do, obviously, if you're eating out a lot, that does play a role. And that can make up a difference in a 9-month period and start causing some of those issues, especially if you have a genetic tendency. Do you take any medicine for any type of disease at all? Are you taking any medicine?
No, I do not. I do not. The only thing that I've ever taken, it would be the Tylenol on a regular basis. And as I said, I stopped doing that almost several years ago because, one, it really wasn't working for the migraines, and two, I started getting a little scared concerning it when the reports came out.
When you get migraine headaches, just real quick, where does it hurt the most, right side, left side, or back of the head?
I would say my temples and over my eyes. Because I always get, you know, where my eyes start really hurting.
Okay, well, here's a couple things. Just my thoughts, all right? This is my opinion. You're working with your doctor. I think that's a great thing. The other is you might want to look into exercise. Exercise has proven to not just pull down body fat from external, like your love handles and your hips and thighs, but internal organ fat, like the fat that it can accumulate around the organs. So 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, no excuses, no matter what. That should be one of your number one goals. That's my thought. If it was me, that's what I would do. And that's one of the major issues. Look into getting the right kind of fats in, like plenty of the good omega-3 fatty acids, because when you get the right kind of fats in, it helps balance out the wrong kind of fats that can be in the body and not getting the wrong kind of fats from your diet. Also look into a test called leptin. Leptin is a blood test that your physician can run. Have them run that check and see what the results are and let them counsel you on that. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any questions.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.